Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The farmhouse boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The breakfast boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the bad boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney? The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
With great support from Local Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
They're playing basketball.
The three-pointer will tie it. Here it is by Fairlawn. It's good! Baked in. Kyle Peters. Woo! We're tied up. Long throw, Branaway. Down the floor to Meyer. Layup, good! Wow, Caleb Meyer got the chippy. What a great game.
It's been a great game.
Wow.
We will wow you with one great game after another on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here we go. 8.8 to go. Fort Laramie up three. Ball inbounded. Minster half court. Salazar timeline. Goes to Nixon, top of the circle. Jump shot. Deflected by Branaway. Loose ball. Laramie's got it. Foul on Minster. Wow.
Right on cue. Nick Branaway right on cue.
Big plays by Redskin players at critical times.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, Branaway and Caleb Meyer, what a 1-2 punch they were down the stretch.
ScoresBroadcast.com won't give you time to stretch.
Quickly, three-point shot outside the arc on the left by the Jackson Center Tigers. It's good. It's poured in by Garrett Pringer. Coming right back is Fixler with a tray. Good for Anna. Two, three balls in a row, one by each team. Oh, Elkert lets it fly. 26-footer. Oh, wow, what a shot by Elkert up in the rafters here at the Anna Gym.
From one gymnasium to another, we webcast select exciting games throughout Shelby County and in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Scores enjoys covering 80 contests each year, featuring the best in boys and girls high school basketball.
Down the floor to Ivy Wolf. She guns the long three ball. Good.
Better find her on a break like that. You better find that girl. She is a shooter.
Top of the circle, Hosier. Three-point shot, Gebhard. Bullseye! Kennedy Gebhard from downtown. My goodness. 23-footer. Caught the pass chest high. Let it fly. All net. It's Dosik stepping inside the line. Bingo! The second long two-pointer for Dosik. Foul line. It goes to Hosier. Deep left corner, Ratterman. Open. Three ball. Buried it. Taylor Ratterman from long distance.
She has been on a streak.
Hey, Chuck, that was Taylor Bade.
Oh, we have fun on scoresbroadcast.com and enjoy recognizing those outstanding players.
Jaden Pretty is as smooth a basketball player as I've seen in a long time.
He's pretty to watch.
He is pretty to watch. Yes, I like that. But he handles the ball well. If he's having a good game, they're tough to beat.
Here's a long trifecta by Zane Chaffee. It's down through the bottom of the well.
I would say if we stick around and do this for a while, we're going to be saying Chaffee quite a bit in the next few years.
I think so. Stewart, Hulskamp, three ball. Good! Good! Riley Hulskamp, a 27-footer.
That play down there with Fixler got them all fired up.
And we've got you fired up for our next tournament webcast. Just one thrilling shot away.
Spin move, up and under. Good!
Wow.
Mark Fixler, herky-jerky, shake and bake.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, what a ball game we've got for you tonight from here at Pickwish Garbery Gym. It's the boys D4 upper bracket sectional championship. Third meeting of the year. Eighth in 3 years between Bodkins and Fort Laramie. 4-3 in the last seven meetings in favor of Fort Laramie. Trojans have won the tight ones, including a squeaker in overtime this season, a buzzer beater 2 years ago. Fort Laramie has won the late season games, including a big tournament game here a couple seasons ago.
Right.
Chuck should be a knockdown, drag-out affair. Head coach Corey Britton of Fort Laramie has gone 7-1 in his last eight. Redskins, healthiest they've been all year, playing by far their very best basketball of the 2021 season.
Well, they've got scorers, and they've got Caleb Maurer, they've got Caleb Meyer, they've got Grant Albers, they've got Nate Meyer, they've got Nolan Burning. I mean, those young men can just flat out score, and then you add Colin Moore, who I think if there was such a thing as defensive player of the year in the Shelby County League, it would have been him. What a hard-nosed kid he is.
He'll be key tonight.
And then Ty Ruhenkamp is someone you can throw out there, especially if you need some outside shooting. And Devin Ratterman, another one, a 5'10 senior.
And you got four P's for Bodkins. You've got Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, Jaden Pretty, Zane Paul, I think the Trojans have got to get Zane Paul off the snide. He's averaging 7. He can score 10 or a dozen. Good three-point shooter. But the two Plymans can rule a game, that's for sure.
Well, they can on the inside. It's going to really be up to Grant Albers to be able to play inside and play tough with them. Botkin scares me because Botkin's peaked real early.
Yes.
And it is hard to get that momentum back once you have gotten to a plateau. And that's what Botkins has run into.
Yes.
They have not played very well here in the tournament, especially in the first half of their two tournament games against teams they should have beaten by 50.
Yeah, Botkins got halfway through the year. And we were talking possibly about the Trojans not only running the table in the league, but maybe going 22-0.
Yep.
Well, they stubbed their toe 3 times. That second round of the Shelby County Athletic League is like a second season.
Yep.
It breathes new life into teams. And Botkins got knocked off twice in the league and came within a bucket of losing at Rushi. Needed that game to secure a tie for the league championship with Anna. Head coach Corey Britton fears Botkin's three-point shooters. He said to me earlier this afternoon, Jack, we got to find them. We got to find them.
Oh, yeah, because they can set up on the perimeter, and they have a bunch of them. You got Homan, who plays outstanding inside defense. But Zane Paul is a driller. Jaden Pretty's a driller. They can shoot the ball three. Even Plyman. Plyman will step out there, both of them, Carter and Jacob, and shoot the three. I think tonight, what I've watched Botkins the last couple of times is they start playing their game, and if it starts sliding, it turns into the Jaden Pretty show where he goes one-on-one.
Yes.
And that's fine because he's an outstanding player, but everybody else is watching.
Right.
And that is not conducive to playing real good offensive basketball.
Yeah, well said. I think tonight's game, it probably boils down to a trio on each side. For Botkins, it's the two Plymans and Pretty. For Fort Loramie, it's Grant Albers in the middle, who's extremely healthy now. He starred at the end of the season in a win at home over St. Mary's. He took the 6'10 young man for St. Mary's to school. Fort Loramie played exceedingly well that night. Played really well earlier, 2 weeks prior, in a non-conference game we had on a Saturday.
Convoy Crestview.
Yes, against Convoy Crestview. So those are two of Loramie's 7 wins in 8 games here down the stretch. And when you stop and think about it, I looked closely. 7 losses for Fort Loramie, and in 5 of them, Chuck, the team was not whole. It was not whole.
No, they've had more injuries than any other team in the league this year, for sure.
Right, right. From storm doors to garage doors to entrance doors, Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality components. For Botkins here tonight, the major components, as I noted, Jacob Plyman, Carter Plyman, Jaden Pretty, all averaging 14 points or better. For Fort Loramie tonight, wow, Caleb Meyer, first team all Shelby County. Jaden Pretty, Jacob Plyman, also first team all Shelby County. But for Fort Loramie, the trio that Botkins has got to monitor very closely, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, and Grant Albers. Meyer and Maurer now over 10 points a game in the last 2 weeks for the first time all year.
Right. And boy, I'll tell you what, if something would happen where Nate Meyer could find his groove, he's been injured all year, different injuries, but he was their best player coming into the season this year, and he just has not been 100%.
So the key building components for these teams, the high scores on these clubs, speaking of such, the finest building components come from the Francis Schulze Company. Visit our showroom on Rangeline Road, northeast of Rushi. See firsthand this winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Chuck oversimplified it, talking about those top 6 players, 3 on each team, and who knows, somebody out of the blue might step forward. Hey, it was Nolan Burning who made a long three-pointer to lift Fort Loramie to a late-season victory at Fairlawn.
Yeah, that's I was getting ready to mention Burning. He certainly has the ability. If you let that kid set his feet, he used to be nothing but a three-point shooter. He can now put the ball on the floor and create, and that has made him a better basketball player.
This Bodkins team has blocked between 150 and 160 shots this year. It comes off the bench with size. You've got Holman, you've got Top, Denton Holman, Dylan Top. They're not scorers necessarily, but they're defenders and outstanding shot blockers.
Well, we watched Denton Holman in the very first game of the year against Aiden Reichert, and he didn't need help. He guarded him one-on-one, and I think he ended up scoring, holding him to like 12 points.
First meeting between the two teams. Bodkins the winner in overtime. Fort Loramie feeling its way for sure. Still wearing some shoulder pads from the football season. Next time around, though, Chuck, like has happened the last few seasons, Loramie in the second meeting muscled Bodkins tightly with excellent defense, held him to 40 points.
Yeah, I mean, that's what Loramie does. And it's going to come down to really how the game is called tonight. If they're going to call touch fouls, then Loramie's going to have a little bit of a problem. If they're going to let them be physical and play a little bit, that is certainly to their advantage.
Now, the winner of this game plays a Cincinnati Taylor winner in a contest tomorrow night down in Cleves. That district game would be next Saturday afternoon at Vandalia Butler. And just based on records and a little bit of research we've done, the winner of this game tonight between Bodkins and Fort Loramie will be a prohibitive favorite in that district game next Saturday.
If I saw correctly, at least at the tournament draw, both teams that are in the finals there had losing records.
I think you're right. Yeah, one was Cincinnati Prep, and can't remember.
I don't remember either.
I've got it noted here. I'll uncover it in just a matter of minutes. Well, it's a health crisis crowd. Slim Pickens in the stands.
That's sad.
Yes, it is. Because, Chuck, if there were no pandemic, they'd be trying to squeeze 3,000 into Garbury Gym tonight.
Well, first of all, we'd be down there where we could see the floor.
Well, right.
And secondly, yes, that there would be one heck of a crowd here tonight.
Now, let's take a one-minute break. Let's hear from Carl Arnes and Brookins, outstanding sponsor. Keep in mind, we're on the web online thanks to several Fort Loramie game sponsors, specifically with us, each Redskin contest, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating and Air Conditioning, Dan Ottoman Construction in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, and Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunk in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Don't forget, here tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR, 10:30 a.m. pregame time for the Rushi girls against Tri-Village. Patriots won the regular season battle right before Christmas by 17 points, but the Rushi girls are playing excellent basketball right now. And I love the way head coach Andy Timmerman, Chuck, spreads minutes around so many young ladies at 19, 20, 21, 22 minutes a game. And Ashley Scott is playing the best basketball of her entire career. Way to go, Miss Senior.
Well, they're really going to have to find those Sagister, and I can't remember the other girl's name, the other guard. Both of them sophomores, and both of them shoot lights out. You better know where they are on the floor, because you know they talk about the Tri-Village big girls. No, it's the perimeter that makes them as good as they are.
Well, you're not going to challenge Tri-Village unless you probably score, what, upper 50s, 60s?
You're going to have to score in the 50s, the lower 60s to have a chance.
Exactly. So Rushi has got to have its offensive game face on tomorrow. Tip off at 11 in that first district contest at Troy. We are on the air at 10:30. Then there is a middle game, a second district game, Legacy Christian and Bradford. We will cover the third one. Should be superb. Game three, airtime 3:30. Tip off at 4. Fort Laramie Redskins, Cincinnati Country Day Indians. They collided last year in the regional championship at Butler, and that was a 38-34 game with 5 minutes to go. And then Laramie scored the last 12 and won the 16.
Yeah, I mean, Country Day did not back away. They jumped right on Laramie to play them in the district. So they're feeling confident. We'll see how it goes.
Chuck, who would you rather try to defend tonight? The trio of scorers in the teens for Botkins, Pretty, Carter Plyman, Jacob Plyman, all 14 to 15 and a half, or Fort Laramie with nobody above a dozen points a game?
Well, I think the hardest person to defend on the floor tonight is going to be Pretty.
Okay.
Because he has the ability, if you don't step on him, he's going to make a three, and he gets into the lane and elevates better than anybody else in the league. But if I'm going to take a look at overall, I think possibly Laramie might have the advantage offensively tonight.
Yeah, I think a big key is how the game starts.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I think Botkins, unfortunately, got to the midway point of the year, started to look over its shoulder a little bit. That's natural, and nothing unusual about that. But it came back to haunt somewhat. Here in the tournament, Botkins has not played exceedingly well, and I'm sure the players and coaches would tell you just that.
Well, the basket looks a little smaller, but I'll tell you, I've coached for 30 years. Basketball teams don't stay the same. You get better, you get worse.
Yep.
Very rarely do you stay on a plateau, and that has been Botkins' problem.
Right.
And they need a good start tonight because they've had two terrible starts here in the tournament.
Need confidence and optimism.
Absolutely.
Early on. We'll take a full two-minute break, then return with starting lineups in the tip. It is Botkins versus Fort Laramie, upper bracket boys D4, sectional championship for Piqua, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Laramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgill-and-tangemanfh.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And the Botkins Trojans are being introduced here at the start of this game tonight. Jacob Plyman, 6'6", in the middle. Zane Paul, 6-foot guard. Jaden Pretty, 5'11", out front. Carter Plyman at a wing, 6'3.5". And Denton Holman, the defensive specialist, 6'4", up front at a power forward. Trojans in the road black, white, and gold trim. And it's a team which finished the year ranked in the AP top 10, was as high as the top 3 or 4 in the state in the first poll or two. Lost by 2 points to Anna at the Rockets gym. Lost at home to Fort Loramie and lost an overtime tilt on the road on a Tuesday night up at Powerhouse Antwerp.
Anna got a big lead on them, and they made a heck of a comeback all the way back. But that's what they can't afford to do. They come out, they're a little lazy, they do a little too much standing, and then they rely on the three too much early in the game, in my opinion.
Right. Grant Albers in the middle for Fort Loramie. He starts 6'3" tall. Nolan Burning, 5'11", at a guard, along with Nate Meyer, 5'11". Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, both 52.5% shooters at wings. And the opening tip to start the game is won by Botkins. Jaden Pretty's got it top of the circle. Elbow on the left to Plyman. Here is a skip pass cross court, punched out of bounds by Fort Loramie's Caleb Meyer. We played 11 seconds. Botkins inbounds at side court. Pretty's got it between the rings. Taps the top of his head into play, popping out to catch Zane Paul. Carter Plyman, right side of the floor, looks for Pretty on a back cut. Nothing open. So far, Fort Loramie looking pretty tight on defense. Here's Zane Paul. Here's Carter Plyman, doubled 30 feet away. Ball reversed to Paul in the right corner. Botkins yet to penetrate the arc. We played 50 seconds. Here's a deflected pass down low on the left. It's loose on the floor. Touched by Jacob Plyman. Goes out of bounds.
Yep, that good defense that time.
Here is Nolan Burning against Zane Paul. Midcourt for Fort Loramie. High right, Nate Meyer. Foul line, Albers. Back to Nate, 20 feet away. Right wing pass, Caleb Maurer. Overplay by Jaden Pretty. It might seem kind of innocuous, Chuck, but that's a big personal foul on the Trojans' best player a minute into the game.
If that's how they're going to call it, they're going to be a lot of free throw shot.
Yes. Here's Nate Meyer, head of the key. Left wing, Caleb Meyer. On top, Albers wants to drive on Holman. Pitch and catch on the arc. Burning's got it 25 feet away. Albers straight on. Goes to the elbow, doesn't shoot. 6:40 left in the first. Fort Loramie yet to take a shot. Nate Meyer, Caleb Meyer. Deep left corner, Burning, picked up by Paul. Botkins wants to see this game reach the 50s. Loramie wants to keep it upper 30s, low 40s. Low on the right, baseline. Reverse layup, Fort Loramie. It is Albers. Oh, it danced off the rim. He got good position. Couldn't get the spin. Rebound down to Botkins. 6:11 to go in the first, no score. Jaden Pretty, 25 feet away, gets a double screen. Wants to drive, can't. Goes to Carter Plyman. Here's Paul. He's doubled on the arc. Fort Loramie not giving Botkin shooters any room. Right wing Pretty. Pick and roll. Baseline right. It is Holman. Power move. Off the glass. Good. Nice move. 2-0 Botkins. Well-designed play. Executed nicely by the Trojans, who lead it 2-0. 2.5 minutes for a 2-0 score. Top of the circle, Meyer, left wing Burning for Fort Loramie. He works against Zane Paul on the arc. Albers straight away, picked up out there by Plyman, Jacob on him. Ball given up by Nate Meyer, gets it back. Left wing Caleb Meyer, doubled low on the left is Burning. Awkward 8-footer, almost went in, caromed out. Rebound poked out of bounds by Fort Loramie.
Yeah, that was a good move. It did everything but go in.
And Burning down there among the trees almost made the shot. It danced around every centimeter of the iron, came off. Loramie couldn't control the board. 2-0 Botkins, 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. Here's Zane Paul. We get to see a three-pointer fired up. Outside the arc on the left, it's Carter Plyman. Straight away Pretty. Here's Zane Paul. Oh, pick and roll, bad pass. Intended for Plyman. It was errant. Intercepted by Nate Meyer. Down the floor to Caleb Meyer. Straight away to Nate. Left side Burning. A couple of big turnovers already for Botkins.
Yeah, they've turned it twice.
Albers, Caleb Meyer. Right side Nate. Straight away, Caleb Meyer again. 4:25 to go in the first. 2-0 in favor of Botkins. Here's a loose ball, almost stolen by Botkins. Scattered floor. Fort Loramie finds the open man. Up and in. Albers shook loose.
Burning down. Albers, that was a heck of a look.
Almost a steal by Botkins. It got the Trojans out of position. Offensive foul, Botkins. That was a little shaky on the call. Didn't look like Fort Loramie was set. Happened right below us. I would have given the offensive player the benefit of the doubt. Was Plyman the man nailed?
Yeah, Plyman, that's his first. Yeah, I thought that Bob Giuliano, who does tend to call games a little close, could have let that one slide.
Oh, yes. Contact was iffy. If anything, it was defensive. But Fort Loramie gets the break. Foul on Plyman. Pretty and Plyman each have one. Mark that down. 3:47 to go in the first. Tied at two. Here's a baseline pass to Fort Loramie. Down low on the right to Nate Meyer. He wants to chuck it up there. Can't. Fakes. Good defense by Botkins. Altered the shot. Trojans come away with it. Pretty quickly down the floor. Pull up Jay is good. Jaden Pretty from 14 feet. That's his favorite shot, Chuck.
Oh, he gets in the lane and elevates. He's unstoppable.
4-2 in favor of Botkins. Top of the circle, Caleb Meyer. Gives it up on the play to Albers. Grant to Meyer, Caleb Meyer. 30 feet away, it's Burning. Ball thrown to the cutter, right down the lane, Caleb Meyer. Shot deflected by Botkins. Loose ball picked up by Nate Meyer. He's hemmed in. Ball's on the floor. Albers scoops up the garbage and puts it through. Alert play by Grant. Tied up at four. Fort Loramie scored out of sequence on the offensive end.
Yeah, they have not scored off of a set play yet.
Right. Jamison Meyer on the floor now for Botkins at guard. We're tied at four. 2:33 to go first quarter. Here's Pretty. Shake and bake move. Into the top of the circle. Hooking foul on Burning of Fort Loramie. Team's first. Botkins has picked up a couple. Hey, you know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who also visit us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. Breakfast at 6. The omelets are popular starters. And terrific strip loin steak dinners, only $12.50, served after 4 p.m. That's at Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We are proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger at Meyer's in Botkins. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, tied at 4. And Botkins is simply playing ring around the rosy with the ball, top of the circle. Oh, here's a nice cut. Good pass. Carter Plyman hits the cutter down the lane. Holman catches from 4 feet away and scoops it in. He was unmarked. Fort Loramie ignored him. 6-4. Botkins in the lead. Nicely designed play. Baseline left. It is Caleb Meyer for Fort Loramie. Ball rotated, right wing to the jump shooter, Maurer, three-pointer strong, loose ball rebound, lost on the play before Loramie. Picked up by Botkins.
I'm not sure why Albers tried to throw a pass there.
Here's Jamison Meyer for three out of the corner. Circles the rim three times, comes out. Rebound Zane Paul, foul against Fort Loramie. Good offensive stick back, alert play by Zane Paul of Botkins. 6-4 Trojans, 1:13 to go in the first. Botkins getting more out of its half-court offense, Chuck, than Fort Loramie.
Yeah, they've had a nice start to the game, and they play outstanding half-court defense.
Yes, yep. Free throw Zane Paul could. 7-4 in favor of the Trojans. Oh, I remember that shot, what it's now been a few years ago. Zane Paul, midcourt at Fort Loramie, beat the Redskins at the buzzer with a 45-footer. Here are two free throws by Zane Paul, dead center. 8-4 in favor of Botkins. A minute to go in the first. Far right wing with the ball for Fort Loramie is Caleb Maurer. Cross-court pass, heaved to the opposite side of the floor to Caleb Meyer.
That's Werman.
Yes, Werman on the floor. So is Colin Moore.
Yep.
High point on the left. Burning open for three. Missed it off the flange. Long board to Botkins. 40 seconds left. First quarter. High arching three ball. Zane Paul. Zane Paul. You can tell by the roar of the crowd. I tell you what, if Zane Paul gets going, look out. He's an X factor. Averaging only 7, he could score 17.
Well, they are the most talented team in the league. They just didn't play like it in the second half.
11-4, Botkins, 5 straight points by Zane Paul. That was a big, looping, high-arching 3 over Fort Loramie's defense. Here is Burning outside the arc on the left. Gives it up straight away to a teammate. Swiped on the play by Paul. He hustles down the floor, fumbled the ball out of bounds. Good defense by Ruhenkamp at the last second.
Yeah, good hustle. Got a hand in there.
4.1 left. Clock ticked all the way down. First quarter is nearly closed out. And Fort Loramie has got 2 scramble offensive field goals. That's all they've got to show.
Yeah. Albers has both their baskets, and both of them were picking the ball up off the ground.
Yep. Here come the Redskins to midcourt. Caleb Meyer's got to shoot it. A second to go. A long one. A 50-footer. He banked it. He banked it. Caleb Meyer from beyond midcourt hit the window above the flange, and it kissed in perfectly. It counts. Boy, that's huge.
It looked like the Ohio State-Michigan game years ago in the tournament when they ran that for Turner.
Wow! What a shot by the Redskins, and that reduces a 7-point deficit to 4. 11-7, Botkins after 1 on scores, broadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
And this is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Pickwick Garbury Gym. You'll have to excuse me tonight. I might be soprano 1 minute, tenor another. Alto a minute or two later. I have gone through a nasty pneumonia. I'm trying to recover. My voice is partially there every now and then.
We'll make it work.
7:53 left, second quarter, opening seconds. And Fort Loramie with the made three, Chuck, has a chance now to convert 5 or 6 points in a row.
Yeah, that was a big shot there at the end of the quarter.
11-7, Botkins. Redskins possession. Elbow on the right, Caleb Meyer. Out back to Nate Meyer for a triple. No good. Great offensive rebound, Albers. It rolls off, and Botkins has got the carom. Here's Carter Plamen down to Pretty. Pretty into the forecourt right. Gives it up, gets it back. 7:20 left, first half. 11-7, Botkins. Now Pretty retreats to the Pickwick Indians logo at midcourt. Burning on him loosely. To the right wing goes Dylan Topp to catch. Now back out to Pretty. He's on the red part of the Indians logo. Veers right. Fort Loramie in a tight man-to-man. There's Denton Holman setting up a screen. Pretty thought about using it, didn't. Jacob Kleiman, high post left elbow at the moment. Now he pops out on top. Sends Holman into the left corner. And slicing into the middle goes Dylan Topp, who pops out to get at the foul line. Handoff back to Pretty. 6:38 to go, second quarter. Botkins up four. Pretty fakes right, goes left, jab step down the lane, layup on the rim, hangs, no good. Rebound smack to midcourt. Fort Loramie's got it. Nate Meyer one on two, belted as he goes to the rim. Nate forced the action. Loramie had an opportunity. That long rebound squirted out to the timeline, and away went the Redskins, and it's two free throws for Nate. I sense, at least right now, Chuck, early second quarter, my voice is maybe a hair stronger than it was 30 minutes ago, maybe. Free throw, Nate Meyer, good. I've traded the 9 days of pajamas for the play-by-play, Mike. Second free throw, Nate Meyer on the way, right through the courts. 11-9, Botkins back two. Keep in mind it was 11-4 before Caleb Myers' 50-footer at midcourt to end the first.
Botkins has absolutely not tried to run anything to get the ball inside to 6'6 Jacob Blyman here in the first quarter.
Good observation.
2 minutes of the second quarter.
Well said. Here's Jamison Meyer straight away. Three ball, 26-footer. Swish! Jamison Meyer, a long rainbow. 14-9 on the three by Meyer. He had one swirl around earlier. It didn't stay in. Here's a great play by Fort Loramie. A back cut. What a feed. Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers alone below the rim for two more. 14-11. Botkins up three. 5:43 to go, first half. Here's Carter Plyman, right flank. On top to Jacob. Now to Pretty. Pretty being hounded on the dribble. Albers on him at the moment. Pretty motioning. Pretty's got an avenue down the lane. Herky jerky move, grabbed on the arm. I don't think it's in the act of shooting.
No, I think they're going to call it on the floor. They got to be careful on that switch because Albers picks up fouls in bunches anyway. And if he sets the switch out on Pretty, they're in trouble.
He's going to have to defend with his hands to the ceiling. Inbounded by Botkins on the arc to Jamison Meyer. Left side to Pretty. Pretty against Burning. 5:18 to go, first half. Figured it would be low scoring. It's going to be lower than we ever would have expected. First one to what, 30-35, wins it. Baseline left, back to the basket. It is Carter Plyman working, power move, right in front. Oh, it swirled around and came out, almost went in. Good rebound by Burning. Fort Loramie can tie with a triple. Popping out to catch is Albers. Straight away Burning. Veers left. On a weave, Caleb Meyer. Albers looks for the back cutter. Can't find him. That's Devin Ratterman with the ball. Pulling up baseline, or I should say foul line extended right. Missed it too hard. Rebound down to Botkins. Here's a good inside feed by the Trojans. Down into Jacob Plyman. But to the rescue, Fort Loramie defenders, saving 2 points. Out of bounds it goes.
Yeah, I don't know what he was doing. He caught the ball. He should have gone straight up, and he waited for the defender to get there.
Right.
Nice defensive play by Albers.
Yeah, Plyman catches, shoots in a singular motion. He's got 2 points, or at minimum, two free throws. Jamison Meyer again, three-pointer right corner, in, out, no good. Wow, it was below the cylinder, wouldn't stay in there. Fort Loramie snatched the rebound. Here's Ruhenkamp, nearly traveled, baseline left to Colin Moore for Fort Loramie. I said Ruhenkamp, I should have said Warman. And here's a missed shot by the Redskins, baseline left, over the back foul on Fort Loramie.
They called that on Nate Meyer, and that's his second.
Aiden Warman, 5'10", sophomore, getting important action here for the Redskins, who trail by three. It's darn near a stalemate. Botkins has led most of the way, up three, midway second quarter, 14-11. Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Like that last time out by Botkins, which went right inside immediately to Jacob Plyman. His five-footer was swatted out of bounds by Fort Loramie, which came to the rescue late. But it was nearly a two-pointer. Let's see what Botkins does here on the inbounds. Pretty's got the ball outside the arc at the left. 14-11 Trojans. 3:26 to go first half. Zane Paul available. Top of the key. High arching shot. Barely caught iron. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here's Aiden Warman into the forecourt. On the arc to Burning. Down inside to Albers. Works hard and Plyman. No shot. Back to Burning. 25 feet away. 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go. First half. 14-11. Botkins up three. With the ball straight away. Nolan Burning. Colin Moore's got it. 25 feet out. Here's Albers. He wants to drive on Plyman. Does so in the lane. Fadeaway 8-footer. Hits it. Albers. Nice shot over Plyman.
He's got 8 of the 13.
Good game for Albers, who came on like gangbusters late in the year. Here's a bad play by Botkins. Loose ball at midcourt. Touch last by Fort Loramie, and it goes out of bounds. 2:38 to go, first half. 14-13, Botkins. Botkins led 11-4 right before the buzzer beater at the end of the first quarter. So a 9-3 run by Fort Loramie since. Carter Plyman back on the floor for Botkins. Jamison Meyer at guard. Zane Paul in. Jacob Plyman in the middle. Redskins have got Albers. Oh, here's a great drive by Pretty. He beat two men to the rim, shot it hard, no good, but a foul. Pushing from behind before Lorme. Like that sudden burst by Pretty from 25, 30 feet away. He got a half step and Lorme couldn't catch him. Free throws will be big. Excuse me. Free throws will be big. Lorme shoots him in the upper 60s. Botkins in the lower 60 percentile. Jacob Pretty with two here. First one is good. And it's 16-13. Botkins in the lead. Two and a half to go. First half of play. Holman and Plyman on the floor up front. Holman and Carter Plyman, along with Jacob Plyman for Botkins, as Pretty connects twice. Lead back to three. Botkins on top. Ball walked into the half court by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. To Burning. Deep right corner, Caleb Meyer. The overload, short corner, Burning. Into the middle to Albers. Shot fake. Oh, he coughed up the ball. Zane Paul's got it. Got it for Botkins. Paul up the floor to Carter Plyman. Deep right corner, Jacob. On the arc to Paul. Miscue by Loramie. Botkins tries to capitalize. Up three. Minute 55 to go, first half. Zane Paul rotating on top. Little pick and roll with Jacob Plyman. Nothing there. Ball swung to Paul. Hand off to Pretty. Nearly walked. Minute 42 to go in the first half. Left side pass to Holman. And Botkins stretches the floor. Up three. With a minute and a half to go in the first half. Botkins content, Chuck, to milk clock. You agree with this?
Oh, I agree with it. You're up three.
But then it backfires, a screen, and the official says, you're not stationary.
Second one on Plyman, on Jacob Plyman.
And he's going to have to sit for sure the final 82 seconds of the first half. 16-13, Botkins. And Botkins settles back into his own.
They're going to play a little 3-2 now.
Outside the arc, high left, it is Caleb Maurer. Here's a right wing Caleb Meyer three ball. Bullseye! Bingo! He's got it. Caleb Meyer lights it up to tie the game. Here's a great drive. Carter Plyman, Botkins all the way to the rack for two. And a foul on Fort Loramie. Yeah. What an answer.
That was great. And Loramie made the basket at the one end, and they stood. Botkins threw it in, and they were at the other end before Loramie knew they were coming.
Woo! But both of those plays at each end marks of sectional final basketball clubs. Free throw by Carter Plyman, good. And I tell you what, Chuck, Trojans hitting their fouls tonight.
5 for 5 so far.
3-point lead. 3-point play, old-fashioned way for Carter Plyman. To match the three ball from Caleb Meyer. And it's 19-16 Botkins. Here's Fort Loramie, pick and roll down inside. Shot no, but a foul against Botkins. Well done. Caleb Meyer got to the rim. And he was plastered from behind. Two free throws coming. One, two, three bounces. Caleb Meyer. First of two foul shots in the year. Whoop, pulled the string. A little shy, no good. Jamison Meyer on the floor for Botkins, and you know why he's out there, Chuck.
It's for maybe shooting a three.
Second free throw for Loramie's Caleb Meyer. Got it. 19-17, Botkins up two. 40 seconds to go, first half. Here's Pretty to Meyer, 25 feet away on the left. Straight away, Zane Paul picked up by Burnham. Pretty's got the ball left flank. Under a half minute to go. First half of the game. Botkins in the lead by 2, 19-17. Down to 21 ticks left. Colin Moore manning the defensive middle right now for Fort Loramie. Albers on Carter Plyman. Here's Jaden Pretty with 10 to go. He's in the right flank. On top to Jamison Meyer. No shot. Gives it to Paul with 6 to go. Back to Pretty with 4 to go. off balance 19-footer, no, rebound for Laramie, and the first half comes to a close. Well, it's a good one. Nothing decided. We knew it would be tight. 19-17, Bodkins over Fort Laramie after two periods in this boys' Division IV Piqua upper bracket sectional championship here on scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Laramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyer's is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyer's is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GAIERS Inc.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Laramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McVie here at Pickwick's Garbery Gym. Halftime, upper bracket boys Division IV sectional championship 19-17 in favor of Bodkins. Hey, don't forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters. Local delivery to both Jackson Center and Bodkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Immunizations, of course. Rapid COVID testing at your car by appointment. Results in 15 minutes. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. 10 to 1 Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. Freeman Drywall and Anna, professional service, drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction and service for residences and commercial businesses. You'll benefit from the 20-year Freeman reputation. If you're within an hour from Shelby County and need drywall, and need drywall work, Riemann Drywall in Anna is just a call away at 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Riemann Drywall in Anna. Drywall done right with Riemann. How about Breanne Riemann for the Anna Rockets? Wow. That junior is playing superb basketball right now for the Rockets. Both the boys and girls teams
still
at Anna.
Playing.
Still playing.
Absolutely.
Just like a year ago, Chuck, we had, what, six, seven, eight teams still in approaching the end of February. Halftime at Piqua, 19-17, Botkins over Fort Loramie. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass, AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Chuck?
Both teams played outstanding defense in the first half, but you take a look at it, Loramie and Botkins both only turned the ball over three times each, which is outstanding for the defense that was being played. Trojans 5-for-5 from the free throw line, Fort Loramie 3-of-4. Loramie has a 3-to-1 offensive rebounding edge and 8-to-6 in total rebounds. Individual scoring for Botkins. They were led by Zane Paul with 5. They got 4 from Jaden Pretty, 4 from Denton Homan, 3 from Jamison Meyer, and 3 from Carter Flyman. They scored 11 and 8, 19 for the first half. Loramie led by Grant Albers, terrific first half with 8 points. They got 4 from Caleb Meyer, 3 from Caleb Maurer, and 2 from Nate Meyer, both from the free throw line. They scored 7 and 10, and they got it down to 2. They were down 7 at one point, and they got it all the way down 19 to 17 at the half.
Chuck, this Fort Loramie team has won 5 straight sectionals, 4 straight districts. Last time Botkins got out of the district was 2001. Also got to the regional in 1999. Who's got the advantage? Maybe Botkins? Could they be a little hungrier, perhaps? Or has Fort Loramie got the advantage of having been here and won it so many times in a row?
I think that the coaching staff of Loramie feels more comfortable in this situation. Botkins has not been there. But I don't think, as far as players go, none of them were around when either.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, Loramie, yes, they got players that were there last year. Botkins, nobody. Their 92 team, and that would go back a ways,
yes,
was one of the best Division IV basketball teams that in this area has ever seen.
Yes, sure was. LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center underwrites this halftime segment on scoresbroadcast.com. Did we hear from AAG Inc., Chuck?
Oops, we forgot. We talked.
Okay, let's highlight American Architectural Glass, one of our anchor business partners here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
But Chuck, we've got 13 seniors in this game tonight. Botkins will have a little more returning experience next year. But LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center puts the spotlight on these seniors. For Botkins, Denton Holman, Parker Geis, Zane Paul, Jaden Pretty, Tyler Free, Garrett Grevey. For Fort Loramie, Caleb Meyer, Devin Ratterman, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, Colin Moore, Nolan Burning, and Isaac Maurer, all 12th graders. Highlighted tonight by Local Equipment at Jackson Center, underwriting sponsor since our start in 2006 and 7. I could never have launched scoresbroadcast.com without the help from Local. Thank you very much. A Scores founding partner, Local Equipment at Jackson Center. Thanks to all the staff and associates at Local, plus Roger Dietrich and Mary Lee Smock. A load of gratitude to all of you. Bodkins with the ball to start the third quarter, up to 19-17. Fort Loramie defensively appears to be in a man.
Yeah, they're straight man.
Carter Plyman, Jaden Pretty, 25 feet away. Little pick and roll, baseline left for Holman. Skips it cross court to Pretty, who dives into the lane, probes the middle, fadeaway 10-footer wide right. Didn't catch rim. Rebound Albers, Fort Loramie.
They forced that. That was good defense.
Up ahead it goes to Caleb Maurer. Now to Burning. Loramie shooting for the tie or the lead. Far left wing, Maurer, Burning, Albers foul line. Wants to go on the deck against Plyman. Can't do it. Now here's Caleb Meyer 20 feet away. Burning near midcourt. A minute gone, third quarter. Two-point lead, Bodkins. It was 11-4 Trojans. Loramie has come back, hung tough. Right wing Nate Meyer, good entry pass to Albers. Back to Nate for a triple. Short, no good. Ball hits the ring, goes high in the air. Holman spears it for Bodkins. Good in-out action that Redskins just could not convert. Shove on the arc against Fort Loramie. 6:36 to go, third quarter. That was a common foul, of course. Hey, take your shot by a Fort Loramie long shot raffle. This raffle's got prizes totaling nearly $200,000. Only a limited number of tickets will be sold. Amazing prizes include a 2021 Jeep Wrangler, golf carts, ATVs, vacation packages, lots of cash prizes, and more. Visit flathleticboosters.com/raffle. Here is a drive that Jaden Pretty, hop, step, and a jump into the lane for Bodkins. He fumbled it out of bounds.
He took a little bit of a bump, but not enough to lose the ball. You got to be stronger than that.
Right. 6:23 to go, third quarter. Still 19-17. Bodkins up two over Fort Loramie. For information about the big Fort Loramie long shot raffle, call Derek, 937-248-6787, 248-6787, or check with the Loramie Long Shot Committee, loramielongshot@gmail.com. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle, the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Oh, Fort Loramie gets to the rim. Albers gave it up, got it back, broke down the paint, banked it in. He's got double digits, and we're tied.
Did a nice job of going to his left hand to keep it away from Plyman also.
And look out, Bodkins comes right back. Little give and go, right down the paint. Pretty works Plyman free for a 5-foot banker, up and good, and a foul against Fort Loramie. Trojans restore the advantage by two,
yes.
21-19.
Third foul on Nate Meyer.
Colin Moore in for Nate Meyer. 5:41 to go here in the third. Boy, you got to like the Bodkins response, Chuck. Fort Loramie drew even, and Bodkins went right down below the rim immediately to Plyman, and the Trojans remain, what, perfect at the line?
They up 6-6.
22-19, free throw good by Plyman. 5.5 to go, third quarter. On a weave, it is Caleb Maurer. Far side of the floor, Caleb Meyer, now Colin Moore. Burning still behind the arc. Albers shovels into Colin Moore in the lane. Back to the basket. Turnaround 7-footer over Carter Plyman. Deflected. Bodkins comes away with it. Carter skips down the floor. Out of trouble to Pretty.
Not the shot that Loramie wanted that time down the floor.
Nope. 3 minutes gone in the third. 22-19 in favor of Bodkins. Here's Pretty pick and roll into the paint. Almost in there too long. Gets out in time before the 3 second count. Gives it up to Zane Paul. Right side pass, Carter Plyman. Left wing, Zane Paul. Big possession here. Bodkins up three. Back to the basket, home and on the arc to Paul. Left wing, Carter Plyman. Hemmed in, can't go baseline. Gives it up to Holman, twisting down the lane. Oh, what a move! Oh, what a move! Denton Holman, twisting and turning, a big deuce. 24-19, Bodkins. Fort Loramie's long heave down the floor, busted up by Bodkins, out of bounds. 4:28 to go in the third quarter, and Bodkins, which was tied a moment ago, has answered with five straight. Here's Burning on the arc. Aiden Worman's checked in. Oh, good shake and bake by Burning. Frees him up for three. Bingo! A long two. He was straddling the arc. Good bucket by Fort Loramie. Timeout called. 4:19 to go in the third. Bodkins up three on scoresbroadcast.com.
With great support from Local Equipment in Jackson Center, scoresbroadcast.com launched in 2006. Local manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Local, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Local proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. scoresbroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Local Equipment in Jackson Center.
Every day, banks support us as we turn life's goals into accomplishments. Osgood Bank can help you achieve goals like going to college, starting a business, buying a home, planning a wedding, and more. Make Osgood Bank your partner through it all, from your first car to a new life after retirement. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com.
Well, the Bodkins Trojans are in possession, up three, 24-21, 4:11 to go, third quarter. Here's Jamison Meyer, head of the key. Man-to-man defense by Fort Loramie. Ball entered to Jacob Plyman. Short corner, baseline left. Shot blocked away by Albers. There's a scramble. Tie up occurs. Or is there a foul? That's a personal. Oh, it's a tap. I'm not sure about that.
I started to say at halftime, Bob loves to make touch calls. He likes to call moving screens, and someone's going to get teed up before the game's over. And he teed him up right there at the Bodkins bench.
And my voice slipped away from me a couple of times during that description. And it was a scramble for a loose ball after a deflected shot. And during the scrum, the Bodkins bench, Chuck, you think got teed up?
It was on the bench, yep.
One free throw made, one free throw missed by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie, and the ball out of bounds to the Redskins. That was an opportunity to trim the Bodkins lead to one. Instead, it's two.
He's been repping for as long as I can remember, and I don't know if I've ever seen a game he didn't call tee on somebody.
Well, I tell you what, Chuck, in a game of this importance,
it better be something really bad.
Exactly. Exactly. It's got to be a technical that hits you like a ton of bricks.
Yeah, and Loramie just turned it over on an unforced travel.
Yes. Traveling for Loramie, which had possession after the technical foul situation, during which the Redskins made just one of two. Here's Jaden Pretty. Great drive! Great drive! What a play, Jaden Pretty. He bolted down the lane, went all the way to the rim, and flipped it in there on the run. Burning coming back for Fort Loramie, which is down four. Oh, look at the drive by Albers to the rack with the left hand. No good, but a foul by Bodkins. Chuck, it's really neat to watch these two teams try to counter the other. When somebody gets a little bit of momentum, the other club comes right back and says, no, you don't. We're going to grab it back from you.
Yeah, but yeah, these teams are very, very evenly matched.
Albers free throw, no good. Too long. a big difference in this game tonight. Free throws, free throws, free throws. 26-22 Botkins, 3:24 to go third quarter. Albers second of two, bouncing around, no good, missed it. Botkins retrieves. Here's Pretty, up the floor, huge possession. Hand off to Jamison Meyer. Outside the arc on the right to Carter Playman. Swung back near side to Pretty. Intercepted! What a play! Caleb Meyer broke down the floor. Looked like he was fouled. Went to the rim. Could have been clobbered. Clearly contact. Missed the layup by a mile. No foul called. Rebound Botkins. Foul Fort Loramie. Wow. If the check on Botkins a moment ago was an error, that was a big oversight right there that went Botkins well.
Oh, he got hammered. There's no doubt about it. I'm not sure how the guy looking right at it didn't make the call.
Unbelievable. From 4 minutes down to 3 minutes later in the third quarter, the officials have missed a good basketball game. Here's a rough and tumble play near midcourt. Ball on the deck. Caleb Meyer dives in to yank it away from Zane Paul. It's ruled a jump. Possession arrow, Fort Loramie. Sean Powell's Botkins Trojans, Chuck, well prepared for this game tonight.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, I think they've been well coached all year.
Yes.
Just that their execution at times, just not very good.
Execution far better tonight. Up four. Here's a turnaround 15-footer by Fort Loramie. Caleb Meyer. No good. Stick back. Good! Albers on the board. What a night for him. Here's Botkins quickly down the floor. Long 60-foot pass. Layup blocked up against the backboard. But a foul on Fort Loramie. It is marvelous how these two teams, Chuck, if somebody scores on one end, immediately the ball is going up at the other end.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, they need to be careful being too animated after calls are made, because once one's called, they have a tendency to bang you with the next one.
Two free throws, Botkins. This is Denton Holman at the line.
Yeah, he's got five. He's having a nice, or he's got seven. He's having a nice offensive night.
Sure is. He was hammered after making that over-the-shoulder play. Long reception down the floor. He hits the first. Botkins has not missed a free throw yet. Trojans up three. Second shot, Holman tried to bank it, either intentionally or unintentionally.
I think it was just an ugly shot. He stepped over the line, too, so it wouldn't have mattered even if he would have banked it in.
Right. So ball out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is down three with 2:30 left here in the third quarter. It has been a frantic third period. It's had a little bit of everything. Here's Caleb Meyer on the arc for Fort Loramie. Swings it to Aiden Warman, high left. Warman dribbles between the legs. Gives it back to Caleb Meyer, right corner Albers. 2:10 to go third quarter. Fort Loramie down three. Albers at the elbow. Here's Caleb Maurer. Now Burning 25 feet out. Jamison Meyer all over him. Burning, little pick and roll to Warman. Warman with a wraparound pass. Low on the right to Albers. It's wide of the mark. Wide of the mark. Devin Ratterman thought he tipped it off Jaden Pretty. Now the officials confer. Big call coming up.
It should be Fort Loramie's ball.
Third period. 3-point lead in favor of Botkins. Outside the arc on the left, it is Caleb Meyer. Straightaway Albers on the deck. Weave to Warman. They want to go right back into Grant. Can't. 3-point specialist. Devin Radman's got it. Now Burning 30 feet away. Fakes left. Goes right. He's at the short corner. Doesn't shoot. Goes on the arc to Caleb Meyer with a minute 15 to go in the third quarter. Holman out on Caleb Meyer. Jacob Plyman 25 feet away on Albers. On the deck, spin move, Burning in the lane, dropped it. Let's see, reach in, foul from behind Zane Paul. It's common. Minute to go, third. 3-point lead, Botkins. Each possession, Chuck, being treated like
huge.
Gold. Like gold. top of the circle, caught on the play by Caleb Meyer of Fort Loramie. Premium possessions of the basketball. You've got to treat that basketball like it's a prize and take care of it, because these two clubs aren't going to get more than, what, 8 or 10 possessions rest of the way?
Yeah, you're right.
30 seconds to go, third quarter. Botkin's still up three, 27-24. And Caleb Maurer for Fort Loramie is just hammering the ball on the floor at the Indians logo at midcourt. Down to 18-17. Let's see if Devin Ratterman pops out. Here's Caleb Maurer, starts to drive into the lane. Fadeaway 10-footer, hacked on the arm. Good one-on-one move. The officials could not ignore that one. Two free throws here for Fort Loramie. Caleb Maurer at the stripe. What's the situation with Caleb Meyer and fouls, Chuck?
Caleb Meyer?
Yes.
I think he has, I don't think he only has one.
He's not on the floor at the moment. Free throw, Caleb Maurer is good to make it 27-25 with 7.3 to go. I'm sure we'll see Caleb Meyer back on the floor at the start of the fourth quarter. Two-point game, Botkins. Second free throw for Loramie. Good, but Caleb Meyer. One-point game, Pretty at midcourt. 6-5. Pretty, jab step to the right, to the left, down the lane. Shot blocked on the play by Colin Moore. Rebound for Loramie. Oh, I should say Botkins. Good! What a play! What a play! Jacob Kleiman at the buzzer on the board, and he's fouled.
It was a great defensive play by Moore.
Yep.
And everybody else stood and watched after he blocked it, except for Kleiman, who picked it up and scored. That was a huge basket right there.
Exactly. No time on the clock. Free throw by Jacob Kleiman, rolling around. Missed it. Third quarter finally closes. Botkins 29, Fort Loramie 26. Another sequence where one club scores at one end and immediately the other team responds. Here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
A new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Victrus Health and Wellness, 307 East Main in Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement, specializing in chronic pain, weight loss, and autoimmune conditions. That's Victrus Health and Wellness, East Main and Anna, the leader in wellness enhancement. As a functional medicine specialist, Dr. Lisa Marino utilizes state-of-the-art testing to personalize your treatment plan and exceed your health goals. If you've given up on losing weight or healing your chronic pain, give Dr. Marino a call, 937-232-5237. 232-5237 or visit victorishealth.com. Here is Botkin starting the fourth quarter. Power move down inside. Denton Holman goes to work. What a game for him. Power move by Holman. Here is Fort Loramie counteracting. Deep right corner three ball. Caleb Meyer fading away. Short. Ball in the deck. Nate Meyer baseline. Gobbles it up. Somebody's on his back. Is it a foul or out of bounds? Botkins has edged the lead out to 5, 31-26. And finally, Chuck, Botkins and head coach Sean Powell responding to what you urged early on. Pound that ball inside against Fort Loramie.
Yeah. Holman and Kleiman.
It's ruled out of bounds to Fort Loramie.
Yeah,
baseline. Pretty picked up the foul?
No, they just called a foul on top.
Okay. Foul on Dylan Top. My mistake. 5-point lead, Botkins. 7:15 to go, fourth quarter. Deep right corner. It is Caleb Maurer to Caleb Meyer. Drives, reverse layup, missed it, but a foul against Bodkins. Good idea for Fort Loramie. Attack the rim, get the clock stopped, and score without the scoreboard clock moving. Bodkins up 5, 31-26. Once again, that's Victress Health and Wellness, 307 East Main in Anna. Claim your free consultation. Visit victresshealth.com, Western Ohio's leader in functional medicine. By the way, Lisa Marino, the wife of Anna football coach Nick Marino, whose club won the state championship in D6 football in 2019. Go Rockets! The boys and girls hoops teams are still alive in the tourney. Both free throws canned by Fort Loramie, which has clipped the Bodkins lead from 5-3. 6:58 to go in the game. Bodkins on a weave out front. Jamison Meyer, Carter Plyman. Here's Zane Paul, left corner. Zane Paul on the bounce. Bodkins led 11-4 late first quarter. I don't think Fort Loramie's led since. They've gotten even. They've gotten a tie.
Yeah, I don't think they've had the lead, though.
But have not gone in front. Here's Pretty on a weave out front. Hand off to Carter Plyman. Back to Pretty. Head coach Sean Powell gets a timeout. 6:35 to go. Three-point game. Bodkins in the lead. 31-28 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Well, the Bodkins Trojans inbound the ball, up 3. Team foul situation critical. 6 on Bodkins, 5 on Fort Loramie. 6:18 to go, fourth period. Pitch and catch on the arc by Bodkins. Let's see what head coach Sean Powell drew up during that timeout. Very significant possession. Can Bodkins work this out to a 5 or 6 point spread? 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter. 31-28, Bodkins in the lead. Between the rings, it's Pretty. Right side pass, Zane Paul. Coming out to catch Meyer. Left side, Pretty. Oh, into the post area to Plyman. Right back out to Pretty. Deflected. Picked up by Jamison Meyer of Bodkins. Fort Loramie nearly tapped that ball away. Here's Pretty. Double team. Good hedge by Albers. Pretty shake and bake. Jab step down the lane. Got up in the air. Nowhere to go. Bad pass. Bad pass. Oh, Pretty left his feet. Couldn't shoot. Delivered a throw. It was stolen by Fort Loramie, which counters a post play by Albers. 10-footer.
What a terrific game by Grant.
What's he got, Chuck? 14? 16?
He's got 14.
Yep, the big turnover by Bodkins led to the goal by Fort Loramie, which cut it to 1, 31-30.
And you're right. Pretty got himself off the ground and had no place to go with it.
Exactly. Yep. He couldn't shoot it, and his teammates recovered. He made an errant throw, and Fort Loramie quickly went to work at the other end. 31-30, Bodkins, 4:50 to go, fourth quarter. Pretty, pick and roll, Plyman, no. Left corner, Zane Paul for a triple. He bangs it. He bangs it in. Zane Paul, rifle in a three ball. Biggest shot of the night right there. Bodkins works it back out to 4, 34-30. Zane Paul's monster three right on target. Here is Caleb Meyer, right corner for Fort Loramie. Looks to the middle of the floor for a teammate holding away from the action against Bodkins, and it's the 1-1.
Yep. Maurer going to step up there, shoot the 1-1, and these are big.
Yeah. Extremely critical free throws, 1-1. to get the bonus, got to make the first, and he pours it through.
He's 4 of 5 now from the line.
Caleb Meyer at the stripe for, I'm sorry, Caleb Maurer.
Maurer, yeah.
At the stripe for Fort Laramie. Oh, dipped in, dipped out. Tough break. Little too much spin, and Botkins Flyman went up and jerked down the rebound, and Botkins has got the ball up 3. Botkins has shot free throws a little better than Fort Laramie. Here's Zane Paul, deep in the right corner for the Trojans with 4:07 to go. 34-31. Botkins ahead by 3. Paul, spin move, head of the circle. What do we have? Reach in against Fort Laramie?
No, I think we got contact coming out of Carter Plyman's eye.
Okay. Your eyesight picked that up.
Yeah, if he's a man, he can put it in without a mirror.
Too. Right. There you go.
A little spit. Stick that thing back in.
Spit, you mean sputum? We played half the fourth quarter. Upper bracket, boys, D4, sectional championship. 34-31. Botkins in the lead over Fort Laramie by 3. Botkins led 11-4 at the end of the first quarter when Caleb Meyer sank a shot from beyond midcourt to make it 11-7. Laramie's gotten even a couple of times since. They've tied it, but have never taken the lead. Oh, a little give and go. Pick and roll. Botkins worked beautifully. Jacob Plyman on the finish. Pretty and Plyman. Two-man game. Out of bounds, side court, and Botkins executed beautifully to lead by 5. 3.5 to go. Baseline right. Fadeaway shot, Caleb Meyer. Blocked on the play. Oh, Carter Plyman went up and swatted it. Botkins in good shape at the moment. Up 5. 36-31. 3:20 to go. Here's Pretty on the arc on the bounce. That was a real good defensive play. Last trip down by Botkins. Here's a cross-court pass by the Trojans. Oh, it's a bad one. Jamison Meyer has to leave the floor to save it. It goes out of bounds to Fort Laramie, which gets a timeout. 3:09 to go. 36-31. 5-point lead. Botkins over Fort Laramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
When you just gotta have a big boy, nothing else can satisfy that craving. Which is why we've added to the big boy family. The Farmhouse Boy, a big boy with crispy bacon and a fried egg. The Breakfast Boy, sausage patties topped with bacon and a fried egg. Then there's the Bad Boy, with pepper jack cheese and our spicy tartar sauce.
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, people are coming from far and wide to Jackson Center Pro Hardware for big sales. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center, opens up tomorrow at 8 a.m. Tell Darren Yinks at Jackson Center Pro Hardware you heard about his store on scoresbroadcast.com. After the Fort Laramie timeout, guess what? Nolan Burning answers the bell with a 27-footer. He poured it through. And then Botkins in the half court. The ball is loose. Trojans track it down in the nick of time and get a timeout after the 3 by Laramie cuts it to 2.
And that was not the play they tried to run. They tried to run Maurer up through the double screen, and he couldn't get through. Burning stepped to the side. They found him. Big three.
That's the thing about Fort Laramie, Chuck. Whether it's Devin Ratterman, Nolan Burning, Nate Meyer, Caleb Meyer, Caleb Maurer, you've got multiple three-point shooters on the floor at all times.
Yeah, and that was a nice job. Burning got his feet set, and that was huge. I mean, now they got it back down to 2.
36-34, scoreboard clock being reset. running from 25 seconds down to zero. And I'll tell you momentarily how much time's left.
I can't remember.
2 minutes plus.
Two something.
Yes.
Yeah, two something. You don't think of a game with a five-point lead. It doesn't always feel like a big lead. But in this game, a five-point lead felt big.
Yeah.
That was a huge three.
It sure was. Yeah, Loramie had to make a bucket there, a two or a three. Couldn't give the ball up with no point scored. Botkins inbounds with 2:41 to go, up two, 36-34. Here's Zane Paul on the arc. Through the top of the key. It's pretty on a back cut. Oh, what a play! Dazzling maneuver. Zane Paul on the assist.
Boy, right out of a timeout. Great play.
Pretty on the finish. 4-point game. Baseline J. Caleb Meyer, Fort Loramie. No! Off the iron. Pretty secures the rebound. Botkins up four. 38-34. 2:12 to go, fourth quarter. I'll tell you what. Botkins in the half court, Chuck, they've turned in some marvelous plays.
They ran that play to perfection.
Deep in the left corner, it is Jacob Playman for Botkins, which spreads the court. Five team fouls on Fort Loramie. Here's the sixth. Minute 53 to go. Botkins up four. Winner of this game plays in a D4 district next Saturday at Vidalia Butler against a Cincinnati Taylor winner. That is a sectional game tomorrow night played down at Cleves. Winner of that game plays the winner of this game at Vidalia Butler in one of three district contests next Saturday afternoon. Here's Zane Paul at midcourt for Botkins. Gives it up to Carter Playman. He's hemmed in. Down the left side. Goes to Jacob Playman. Jacob Playman to the rim.
Wow.
Woo! Jacob Playman bolted along the baseline. What a super drive of Jacob Playman. Boy, he meant it, Chuck.
Yeah.
He said, I'm taking this ball to the rack. And here's Fort Loramie at midcourt. Timeout called. Redskins. Minute 29 to go. 40-34. Botkins up six. Trojans tonight, Chuck, seem like they will not be denied.
Well, yeah, you talked about who I felt maybe had an advantage. I think Botkins has more excitement in their fans and in their players right now, trying to get a district where Loramie has been there, not that they don't want to go,
right,
but they've been there and been there. And I think maybe Botkins just has a little more excitement.
Grant Albers. Fantastic. Yeah, fantastic game for Fort Loramie. But here in the second half, the punch on the inside by Botkins has spelled the difference.
Well, Homan's got nine, and Jacob Playman now has nine. And that is, Playman hadn't scored at halftime. All of his are in the second half.
Yep.
And Homan scored four, and now he scored five in the second half. So
Botkins taking advantage of its bulk and height on the inside.
Well, Zane Paul hit that big three.
Yes.
And pretty, I've been real impressed with him. He's not forced anything.
Right.
He's taken the ball, found the open man, and not tried to be the big scorer.
Well, does Fort Loramie have to get a three-pointer here, Chuck, down six?
Well, it doesn't have to be a three, but boy, that would be helpful if they could.
Minute 29 to go, fourth quarter. Botkins 40, Fort Loramie 34. And now Denton Homan ties up those laces, far corner of the floor. Let's see what Fort Loramie runs. Ball thrown into backcourt to Caleb Meyer, who sprints down the right side, into the lane. Oh, I think he shuffled. He did. That's the call. Big walk on Fort Loramie.
That's only the second turnover in the half for Loramie. That was a big one.
I said Caleb Meyer. It was
Maurer. Yeah.
Maurer,
yep.
On the violation. Now, Fort Loramie's got a foul. Here is Botkins. Inbounds to Paul. Paul in backcourt, doubled. Gives it up to Playman. Carter at midcourt. Down the left side to Pretty. Botkins in the one-on-one. And Pretty's harassed and nailed from behind. 1-1 for him. A minute 14 to go. 40-34 in favor of Botkins. Say, what's your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services? Well, it's Dickman Supply. We've got four warehouses that stock hundreds of brands for your home. Dickman has the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. We take pride in being family-owned and operated for over 65 years. Our reputation of reliability makes your choice easy. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com. Couple of big free throws converted by Bodkins Chuck.
Pretty hit them both.
And they've been dynamite. Dynamite at the free throw line all night long. And then Bodkins commits a sin, fouls Fort Loramie. Redskins in the half court trying to dribble toward the hoop. And Bodkins makes it easy, fouls him. 1-1, good for Caleb Maurer to make it 42-35 after Bodkins had gone up 8. Biggest lead of the game seconds ago at 42-34. Both foul shots made by the Redskins.
Probably the only chance Loramie has is to score with the clock stopped.
Right.
Silly foul.
Yes. Yeah, that was a mistake by Bodkins to foul there, enabling Fort Loramie to trim two off the deficit. Ball inbounded in backcourt to Pretty. Pretty heaves it up the right side to Zane Paul. He's open. Paul cuts cross court toward the top of the circle, and he's tripped on the play of Fort Loramie. Zane Paul with a 1-1 with 61 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. And Fort Loramie down 6 to Bodkins, 42-36. Give the Trojans credit. Every time Fort Loramie, Chuck, got a big hoop to cut it to 1 or 2, Bodkins came right back in the ensuing possession in just a matter of seconds.
And they usually answered very quickly.
Yes. Free throw by Zane Paul. Bounds all around. It's no good. It's no good. Loramie with a chance. Down 6. 50 seconds left. Here's Caleb Maurer in the lane. Turnaround fadeaway 10-footer. Rimmed out. Carter Plyman's got the board. Huge miss there. Backcourt to Pretty. Pretty 60 feet away. Loops it up the right side to Carter Plyman. He's being hounded and fouled near midcourt. Fort Loramie simply has not made enough crucial shots, especially here in the second half. That was a possession right there Redskins needed to deuce.
Yeah, they've not scored more than 10 points in a quarter.
There you go. Carter Plyman, free throw, Bodkins, no good. Missed it badly. Off the back rim, half minute to go. Redskins need 2 threes. Here is Burning, 30 feet away. Fadeaway shot, line drive, short, rebound to Paul. That was not the shot Nolan usually likes to take. Foul for Loramie, 20.7 remaining, and it looks like the Bodkins Trojans will end the Fort Loramie five-year run as sectional champs.
Well, I mean, Bodkins had the great start to the season. They kind of plateaued, but they played well tonight.
Yep. Free throw Zane Paul, front rim. It hops over and in. 43-36 Bodkins. 20.7 to go. Second shot, Zane Paul on the way. It rattles. It's good. 8-point contest. Fort Loramie between a rock and a hard place. Burning down the floor to Ratterman. It's at Ratterman's feet. He loses it. Bodkins touches it. Out of bounds. Redskins inbound, top of the circle, Caleb Maurer, late dish to Albers, who powers to the rim with 0.2 seconds, or I should say 8.2 to go. Basket good, 44-38, timeout called, and a few substitutions here for the Bodkins Trojans. Again, the winner of this game, Bodkins, comes back next Saturday at Vidalia Butler to play a Cincinnati Taylor winner. You're right, Chuck. A sectional which pitted two clubs in the final, neither of which had a 500 record.
And Division IV basketball in Cincinnati is not normally outstanding anyway.
No. No. So, Bodkins will definitely be a favorite next Saturday at Vandalia Butler. Then if Botkins wins that game in the regional semifinal at Butler the following week, it would play a Central District number 2 winner. Here is a long pass down the floor by Botkins, broken up before Lorme. Loose ball picked back up by Botkins. Might have been a violation.
He got a dribble, but nobody was paying attention.
Exactly. And then at the end result is a foul on Fort Laramie. Half the 8 seconds came off the clock. We've got double bonus for the Botkins Trojans. Who is that at the line? Dylan Top?
Dylan Top.
Free throws Dylan Top for Botkins, which is up 6. It's too hard. No good. Still 44-38. 4 seconds to go. Redskins just did not cash in on enough possessions down the stretch. Second free throw. All kinds of rim. It's good. Here's a midcourt shot by Burning of Fort Laramie. High off the glass. No good. And Botkins turns back the Fort Laramie Redskins 45-38. The Botkins Trojans answered Fort Laramie every time the Redskins made a big goal to cut it to 1 or 2. Botkins got the ball down the floor to Jiffy and hammered it inside and got points right away to counterbalance Fort Laramie's production at the other end. And that's the way the second half went. And Botkins wins it by 7. Trojans deserved it, leading from start to finish. It was a 7-point lead for Botkins late in the first quarter. Fort Laramie might have gotten even once, twice, never led from that point on. 16-8 by way of season-ending record for Fort Laramie. Botkins now 22-3. A string of 5 straight sectional titles, 4 straight districts come to an end for Fort Laramie. And the Botkins Trojans, which tied for the Shelby County Athletic League Championship, have made their mark on the upper bracket sectional here at Pickwichuk.
Yeah, they played well tonight. I mean, Fort Laramie's a good basketball team. Took them out of their game a little bit. Albers had 16. Other than that, nobody in double figures for Laramie. Yeah. On the other side, they had Paul with 10, Pretty with 10, Plyman with 9, and Homan with 9. Those 4 young men really played well.
In my imagination, Chuck, you said something there I thought was key when you said that Botkins took Fort Laramie out of its game a little bit. I never thought Caleb Meyer or Caleb Maurer looked comfortable to
no,
me.
No, they did. They played. I mean, we saw Botkins and Jackson Center play in a 29-26 game, which you would have thought somebody was holding the ball.
Right.
It was just that good a defense, and Botkins has the ability to play defense.
Oh, yeah.
And tonight, they've scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. That was the difference. They outscored them 16-12.
Let's take a look at the scoring and wrap it up before we say goodbye to you until tomorrow morning at 10:30.
Well, for Fort Laramie, like I said, they were led by Grant Albers with 16. They got 9 from Caleb Maurer. They got 6 from Caleb Meyer. They got 5 from Nolan Burning and 2 from Nate Meyer. They scored 38 for the game, 11-16 from the free throw line. Botkins led by Paul and Pretty, both had 10. 9 from Denton Homan, 9 from Jacob Plyman. They got 3 out of Jameson Meyer. They got 3 out of Carter Plyman. And a free throw at the end from Top. They scored 45. And the Clancy's players of the game for Laramie is Grant Albers. And for Botkins, I'm going to go with Denton Homan. I thought he was terrific.
Yeah, good choice. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Got a quick preview of tomorrow's webcast here on Scores and WMVR, 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. First game, Girls District, 11 o'clock tip, airtime 10:30. Rushi versus Tri-Village, a regular season game before Christmas, went by way of Tri-Village 62-45. Rushi girls under head coach Andy Timmerman, best basketball of the year being played right now. Need 15 points a quarter tomorrow to hang with Tri-Village.
They're going to have to play defense on the perimeter because Tri-Village is the best three-point shooting Division IV team in the state of Ohio, oh, I promise
yeah.
you.
Yeah, I was looking at the stats earlier today, and darn, Chuck, if it's not pushing 40%.
That's impressive because they shoot a lot of them.
Then middle game tomorrow at Troy features Legacy Christian Bradford. We will not be webcasting that game. We do have that 3:30 tilt, tip off at 4, airtime 3:30. Super contest upcoming tomorrow. Fort Loramie Girls, Cincinnati Country Day, rematch of last year's regional championship. Loramie won it. The 16 final score deceiving a year ago, 50-34. Highly athletic Cincinnati Country Day team. Head coach Carla Siegel has got to have her girls at their best tomorrow. That should be one heck of a 4 o'clock district championship.
It should be. I'm excited for the first game. I'm going to take a pillow and a blanket for the middle game, and then I'll be ready to go for the second for the our second game.
We're keeping an eye on Anna Boys, Anna Girls. They could swing into action next week. We might be able to provide coverage of those two teams for you. Tomorrow night's lower bracket district, or I should say Division IV sectional final here at Piqua, we cannot cover because it overlaps with the Fort Loramie girls game, but that should be a fine contest. Jackson Center, Rushi, the winner of that game will likely play Cedarville in a district game next Saturday at Vandalia Butler when Bodkins plays the representative from Cleves in a district game next Saturday.
In Cleves, just outside of Louisville.
Well, you take off the S, and it's in northeast Ohio.
There you go.
Right? Now, Cleves is down there.
It's way down on the river.
Oh, it's right on the Ohio-Indiana-Kentucky border down there. But there is a sectional at Taylor High School, and it's this year it's not a strong one. So, Bodkins and Jackson Center, I think, sitting pretty good. I said Jackson Center prematurely. Don't count out Rushi. Tell you what, head coach Dave Borchers has his club primed. It's playing its top basketball of the year, just like the girls' team.
Well, they shoot the ball well. Yes. I came out last night and watched their game, and I'm going to tell you that Lehman wasn't very good, but Rushi played really well.
Yep. So it's Rushi Jackson Center tomorrow, 5 o'clock here, lower bracket. Boys sectional final we cannot cover. We've got games at 10:30 and 3:30. Rushi girls versus Tri-Village, Fort Loramie girls versus Cincinnati Country Day. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Barker Insurance, LaCal Equipment, with us since day one, since 06 for LaCal, 07 or 08 for Barker Insurance. Couldn't have gotten launched without the help of those two. Thank you so much. Dickman Supply, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, Marysville, pushing 11 years now here on Scores Broadcast. AAG Inc., our halftime sponsor, a dozen years. Thank you, American Architectural Glass. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. Chuck, before we leave the air, can we play a Goffney message?
We can play whatever you like.
Yeah, yeah. Let's make sure we hear from Goffney.
He's going to find them.
Yeah, I know we touted Goffney early on in the pregame. Before we close, I do want to highlight them. Osgood Bank, be well, be good. Osgood Bank, SecureCom in Minster, online at SecureCom.com. Frisch's, Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. Sydney Daily News, award-winning sports page, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 at TAM FM. We'll hear from Goffney, then sign off. 7-point win, Botkins over Fort Loramie, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
The Fort Loramie boys' string of five straight sectional titles, four straight districts, coming to an end here tonight as Botkins wins by 7. Botkins led throughout, would not be denied, answered numerous big Fort Loramie baskets with key ones at the other end almost immediately. Just seconds after the Redskins would score, Botkins would counter. Fort Loramie graduating 7 seniors, Caleb Meyer, Devin Ratterman, Grant Albers, Nate Meyer, Colin Moore, Nolan Burning, Isaac Maurer, and boy, did Grant Albers save his very best for last.
Yeah. He has always been an outstanding defender and a good rebounder, but boy, he really put the offense on tonight.
Yeah, sure did. Airtime tomorrow morning, 10:30, Rushi Girls versus Tri-Village. Tip-off at 11. Join Jack and Chuck, voice permitting, tomorrow morning at 10:30. We survived it here tonight.
We'll be there tomorrow. You might not be able to hear us, but we'll be there.
That's good. That's good. For our WMVR radio audience, for our scoresbroadcast.com online audience, for Chuck McBee alongside Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Pickwa's Garbery Gym, where Botkins has won the upper bracket boys D4 sectional championship, defeating Fort Loramie 45-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.